fall is in full swing in Sitka, and Lincoln Street has been quiet for a little over a month, giving city staff and the community a moment to catch their breath before thinking about what worked and what didn't in the biggest cruise year Sitka has ever seen. There's no question Sitka saw a record-breaking cruise season in 2022, though it didn't end up being quite as big as predicted. 383,000 cruise passengers visited Sitka over the summer, compared to the 480,000 Sitka anticipated at the beginning of the summer. But still, the summer looked quite different from previous years, and that came with benefits and drawbacks. City Planning Director Amy Ainsley said they're still awaiting sales tax returns for the final part of the season, but from April through June, Sitka took in around $6.2 million in sales tax revenue, almost $2 million more than the same period in 2019.
But as you can see, between 2020 and 2022, just in this April through June quarter, we're looking at a really significant increase in sales tax returns. And in, even over 2021, we're looking at about $1.5 million higher for returns. So we're very anxiously awaiting those returns for July through September.
And 2023 and beyond are set to be even bigger. Sitka Sound Cruise Terminal owner Chris McGraw says 510,000 passengers are expected to disembark at his dock next summer, which is nearing the terminal's maximum capacity.
My opinion is growth will flatten out primarily because dock space is becoming limited. And unless Sitka builds another dock, you're not going to see a significant number of ships because the large ships do not tender.
But more cruise passengers in town will require more accommodations. This summer, that included things like temporary bathrooms and more trash service, and closing Sitka's main thoroughfare to vehicles 74 days. One of the biggest issues city staff reported from the community survey was traffic. Of the 600 Sitkans surveyed, many were concerned about pedestrian safety and congestion. While most respondents supported the closure of Lincoln Street, around 100 noted traffic problems specifically at the Lake and Lincoln Street intersection, which is near Harrigan Centennial Hall, the main pickup and drop-off point for cruise passengers. McGraw said he shared concerns around congestion and recommended a solution. Use the Baranoff Elementary School as the drop-off point for the cruise shuttles. He said Principal Jill LaCrone contacted him with the idea and had come up with a plan.
And I mean, I think it's something that's worth looking at.
Okay.
And it's, relatively close to this facility. There's shuttle, a downtown loop shuttle could be part of it. But ultimately what I see going forward is needing to spread things out a little bit. Because I think the comments that everybody's hearing, the negative comments are congestion. And having all of those activities from this one spot is the congestion is not going to get better.
McGraw said the tour buses that shuttle passengers downtown carry 60 people each. That's around 67 round trips a day to move 4,000 cruise passengers. The Baranoff Elementary plan would shorten travel time somewhat and put fewer buses downtown. Assemblymember Tor Christensen pressed McGraw about the congestion problems.
Why do you think it's the city's responsibility to fix your problem with the congestion?
I don't. If the city wants to sell me half of the Baranoff playground, I'll buy it. Or if there's another piece of property that I could buy for shuttle operations, I would buy it. I'd be happy to have a private shuttle drop off downtown. So I'm not looking for the city to fix my problems. It's in the best interest of everybody to have a efficient shuttle operation where people don't have to wait. Traffic impact is minimized. And, that's my goal going forward.
In addition to congestion, Planning Director Amy Ainsley said survey respondents also cited emissions and pollution as a problem when it came to the buses. Assemblymember Rebecca Hemshoot asked McGraw if he'd consider shifting his fleet to electric.
Electric bus technology is coming along. I still don't know if it's there. A 45-foot motor coach is about $1 million currently. I think one of the solutions is if we can find an alternate location that will improve that round trip time from the dock.
McGraw also said distribution of the tourists will ease traffic. He's partnered with Sciatica to open a tourist attraction near the terminal on 17 acres of land leased from the city. It's expected to take some of the pressure off downtown next summer. Nevertheless, it's likely more work remains to be done to determine whether Sitka has reached its capacity, regardless of how widely visitors are dispersed. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Catherine Rose.